with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. What a day. Tuesday, the Tuesday before Veterans Day. There will be a Veterans Day parade in downtown Reno. See how that goes. Please turn out if you can, because our veterans deserve all the respect. All the respect. They have earned it. Unlike other people that demand respect, our veterans have earned our respect. Today's poll question. Do you think the president should concede? What do you think? 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. 93% of those in the poll yesterday, have you lost faith in the election process? Close to 93% said yes. Absolutely. But we're going to bring that back. And that is what President Trump is exposing right now. That's the whole purpose of this. So found out from talking to my producer that Tyler doesn't like me because he says that I misrepresent things. Well, just as a reminder to everybody who doesn't like me, this is not a news program. This is a talk show. I am a talk show host with my opinions. I bring you my opinions and the news stories and the stories from the people I am looking at. If you don't agree with me, then go look it up for yourself. And that's what I highly encourage. Don't trust me. Don't trust what I'm saying. Do your own research. Follow the breadcrumbs that I am dropping for you every single day. Every single day. And speaking of that, when you log on to answer today's poll question, go over to my webpage. You click on the schedule. You pull up all of the shows. You click on my picture. It takes you to my webpage. There is a YouTube video there from an analytics company that will show you step by step how this election and the voting machines have been rigged. And thank goodness they also have the video of CNN that shows it step by step of what he's talking about. It's an hour-long video, but you know what? It's worth your time. Because changing our votes has been going on for a long time, for decades. So you can spend an hour figuring out how they've been doing it. Let's go to the talk and text line and check in with Terry this morning. Terry wants to talk about, I don't know, Terry, I can't say, I can't give him that title. It's still just, you know, former VP Joe Biden to me.
Well, until things get straightened out, Monica, you shouldn't. But I will say this, you know, if the Democrats come back into power, people need to right away, get your guard back up, get your food pantries full, stop buying big things because it's not a good idea. Save your money, buy gold, you know, go into a defensive posture, get your families close. You know, I'm not trying to sound the alarm, but I lived through the last Democratic thing and all the wars and crap that these people do. They're warmongers. They like the machine. All those generals are waiting to do something. They've been sitting on their butt since Trump was around because there's been no wars. Now they're going to get – he's going to mix it up with somebody.
Well, so that's why that's why Nancy Pelosi said that, you know, they will go in and drag him out because they have their generals, but we also have our generals. And we have General Flynn. They have, you know, Sessions. There's no contest.
And one more thing I wanted to say, Monica, that the part about people not liking you, well, you know, most people don't like me. I don't get along with others, but I love you. I love you say what's on your mind. That's what is good about you, as well
Thank
as me.
You, Terry.
You know, I go on there and I say what I think.
People
but
don't
I'm,
like
I'm
that.
First time when I get paid, I'm going to go buy a bunch of canned goods and non-perishable foods and dry goods and start. I got a big pantry and I'm going to fill it up.
And that's what everybody should do. I mean, you just heard the story on the national news about corn. You know, there's going to be a huge corn shortage and there's going to be a food shortage next year. But nobody wants to talk about that because, you know, they don't want people to think that really the problems have gone this far because of the left. Because of this COVID farce, because of our processing plants being shut down, because of farmers having to till over their crops because they couldn't be processed, because other countries, such as China, buying up our grains. So, Terry, 100%. Stock up that pantry. Do it now. That's what I mean by being prepared. Terry, thank you so much, and I love you too. And I appreciate every moment of every day that you listen and the grandkids. And, you know, it just, this is all I am here for, is to make sure that you are safe and that you are prepared for what is coming. I don't want it to be nasty. I hope it's not nasty. But we've seen how the left reacts. They were very upset. The left was very upset when we didn't do anything. When we conservatives didn't go out and start terrorizing people and start having riots and start taking the law into our own hands. They wanted that. And that's where I was saying, put the brakes on. Let this play out. Protect yourself and your own, your family, your home, your castle, your animals. Because once they understand that their ploys, that their criminal activity, that all of it didn't work, that's when they are going to flip the switch. That's when we are going to see Portland, Seattle, how many cities in Michigan? That's when we are going to see that across the country. And they've been preparing for it for years. There is a Twitter feed that is Choose Democracy. This is just one of their tweets. We're talking about, what we're talking about is a coup. We need an unprecedented number of Americans to take to the streets and stay in the streets until he concedes. But protest won't be enough. Keep reading the three things Democrats can do to stop Trump from stealing the election. These people are desperate. They're using their expertise in past coups, professionals, to assist in overthrowing governments globally, and they have developed all of this, all of their resources, and that who is training the people of the Sunrise Movement, of BLM, of Antifa. They're the ones that will be bringing all of this. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Joe this morning. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling in. You want us to take
hey,
to
Monica.
The streets?
I have something to take to the streets, over the air, all over the country, and it's very nice. It will now be called Trump's vaccine, so Biden and the Democrats get no credit. Trump's vaccine, singular. Trump's vaccines, plural. Trump's vaccines got it done.
Yes, it did. And that's why Cuomo is banning it. Because they...
Good, but conservatives need to say it. It's Trump's vaccine.
Yep.
Trump's vaccine. Nobody
it
else's.
It is.
All right.
Joe, thank you so much. We will spread that far and wide. And something else to spread far and wide to make sure everybody knows is that there will be another rally on Saturday at the state capitol. And, you know, it's important that people show up. It's important that people show up to show the other side that we're not playing this game. We're peaceful. We're the ones that bring out the American flags. Jim, call back in. We're having some problems with the phone lines, but we've got them waiting for you. Jim Peckham will be my guest. Actually, I'm going to take a quick break here, and we'll get Jim on the line. Because we need to talk about what's happening Thursday at Nissan of Carson City. And that is us coming together and helping our friends and neighbors and our coworkers to make sure that assistance and food is available. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Here today, and the most important thing that I have said all day is going to happen right now. Joining us on the Monica Jay Show is Jim Peckham from Phish, the executive director. Jim, thank you so much for being on the program today, and I can't wait to see you on Thursday.
That's right. We'll be at Nissan collecting cash donations and turkeys. Every year our goal is 1,000 turkeys. To help us through the holidays, and we'll be there from 7 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock at night. And you're welcome to join us that early if you want to get there early. And
I'll be doing my show there, and I will be arriving probably a little after 9. So
I'd love to see sunrise in Carson.
I've seen the sunrise in Carson, and I've seen the sunset, and it's beautiful, but I will still be asleep at 6 o'clock, just so you know. I love all your hard work, though. Jim, how is this year comparing to past years?
Wow, that's a wide open thing. As I've been explaining to everybody, probably nobody else has noticed, but 2020 has just been weird.
I think we've noticed.
You can measure it. we're having to change around the way we're going to be doing our major feast that's at the Nugget. We normally have this, you know, huge banquet for 1,000 people or so, and it's probably going to be sandwiches so we can move people in and out. So I think we'll probably have more and more families that'll actually want to be able to cook a turkey at home. You know, right now, California's kind of going through some more lockdown. So a lot of people that normally travel over the hill probably aren't going to be. So we're just trying to prepare for every contingency because we just don't know. And what we do know is that over time, we... every other holiday, we go through at least 1,000 turkeys to be able to either give to people or to have cooked up at the Nugget. And so we're still planning on that. And if we ever have any leftover turkeys, then we cook them up in our dining room where we serve a hot meal every day. So the food never goes to waste. This year, I know that mashed potatoes are hard to come by all of a sudden for some reason. Canned fruits becoming a challenge. And so we're just trying to get with some of our suppliers to see if we can't get that in. But if people want to bring sides, that's great. And as we talk about, if someone donates cash, we can probably buy 2 to 3 times more food than what they can, because we buy it by the pallet. So we're just excited to be able to help people add some normality a little bit to 2020 with their Thanksgiving. We just don't know for sure how it's going to look.
You took a hard question and you gave us a perfect answer. So I think people understand the challenges that has gone to every family out there. And because you saw a big uptick in the beginning of the year, especially when all of the layoffs had occurred. But now that more people are back to work, it's always questionable with these shutdowns. Have you seen that slow down at least, or are you still about the same level?
Yeah, it's right now. Well, in the worst of the economic time, we're helping about 10,000 people every year, and we got it down to about 6,400. And when it first hit, our volume went up 50%. And then the government started to hand out cash. And so people that were getting $20 in food stamps are now getting $250 in food stamps. So that took a lot of pressure off of us. They're all
good.
Stimulating the economy through Walmart and grocery outlet and others, buying their own food. And so it's still a little bit squirrely. But since the snow came, we've been busier than we were when COVID hit the first time. So everybody's starting to stock up again or run out of supplies or run out of some of the government funding that was helping them before.
Mm-hmm. So on Thursday, from what would you say, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to see the sunrise. 7 a.m. starting at 7 a.m.
So we'll be really at the Nissan dealership in Carson, right there on 395 or Carson Street, depending on your reference.
So really the easiest thing for people, so they don't even have to lug a turkey around unless they've got an extra one in their freezer already, that would help. But really cash donations make the difference. So
yes.
Fives, tens, twenties, 100?
Yeah.
What about?
Normally equate $10 per turkey is what we can normally get good sized turkeys for. So, if someone gave us $100, that's like buying 10 turkeys. And the reality is some of that money probably goes to stuffing. Some of it goes to gravy. Some of it goes to, pumpkin pies. So,
You totally missed my favorite. Where's the cranberry sauce?
Oh, there'll be cranberry sauce too.
You can't have Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce.
But we'll have all of those things that we'll be giving to people in a box for them to take home and cook. And for those that don't have cooking, or if they want to be able to socialize with friends with a mask on, because it's in a casino and there are very strict rules there, we'll still have some kind of meal, but it's probably going to be closer to sandwiches because of we just did the chili feed and that worked out pretty good. It was a bowl of chili, but this time it's probably gonna be a turkey sandwich for folks to make sure that they can have a little bit of a celebration.
What about gift cards, Jim? Can you use those as well?
Sure. We typically hand out gift cards to some of the people that are in our shelters, and sometimes we're able to use them in some of our fundraising activities or that sort of thing. So it worked for us as well.
All right. Well, we are going to have a good time. I'm going to be doing my show live there from 10 to noon. We'll be showing up a little bit early so we can get all set up. But we want to put out a huge thanks to Nissan of Carson City once again for hosting this for us. And it's going to be really easy whether you're on your way to work or on your way to school or driving home, because we have different schedules here. It's really easy to just drive through and drop off whatever you have, whatever you can share with with your friends and your neighbors, or you can drop off a little bit of cash as well. Jim, I look forward to seeing you. Go ahead.
Okay, and they can also either go on our Facebook page, which is NV Fish, or our website, nvfish.com, and, you know, they can donate from their living room as well without having to venture out on the roads.
See, I was going to mention that, but, you know, I've gotten you so professional at this, you just take it and run.
There you go. Somebody's got to do it.
You've just mastered the art of the interview. So, Jim, I'll see you on Thursday, and thank you so much for you and all that your team does to help those in our community who need that little extra boost.
Well, thank you to you and to Nissan and to Jerry for the support. We really appreciate it. We can't do it without the community.
No truer words have ever been spoken. There goes Jim Peckham from Fish, and we will see you on Thursday, just 2 days, a day and a half from now, at Nissan of Carson City, right there off of Main Street. And trust me, we'll have the signs out. You'll be able to see us. And we'll be back with more on the craziness that goes on around us here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The Monica J Show, but your show. Live and local FM Talk, 884-9910, talk and text, lots of issues with our phones. It's interesting that all of this stuff is happening technically. Phone systems, I've been trying to watch things on Instagram. I've been trying to watch things on Facebook. I've been trying to watch things on different internet platforms. And it is just amazing how the technocrats out there are literally disrupting everything because they have the control. Hans Sisolak will be providing an update on COVID-19 response at about 6 o'clock tonight. Watch it if you want. I won't be. It's just a bunch of crap. Just a bunch of garbage. The deaths aren't there. The numbers don't lie when it comes to recovery. The numbers do lie because they made it that way to skew the numbers so you would panic. This is what the media has been complacent in and complicit. Great text here. Thank you so much. Notice how the news, when talking about the election fraud, keeps saying baseless, without proof, unproven, without evidence. Every third word. Every third statement. And it has all been proven. You just have to get away from the mainstream media to find out that it has actually been proven. If it's baseless, if it hasn't been proven, why would the Supreme Court Associate Justice Alito get involved and make a decision on Pennsylvania? The media is just feeding you a bunch of garbage. And then the left gets out there and regurgitates it to everybody. And that's how this has been just so incredible. Jim, hang on. This is a different Jim. This is Jim Groth. We've been attempting to get him on because of a rally that is going on this weekend, this Saturday, once again, at the state capitol. Jim, try calling in right now. 884-9910. We rebooted the phone system and it is open. Please, nobody else call right now. But Jim, call trying right now and we'll see if this works, because we need to get the information out about the rally, the peaceful protest this weekend. So many things going on, and I just want to give you another example. Another example of how you are being misled that the records are clear. Hello, Monica. Today I received a jury summons for my son to appear for jury duty this month in Carson City. Emailed them to inform the district court that my son will not be appearing for jury duty. He died in June of 2011. First off, I am so sorry for your loss. I am from the belief that no parent should outlive their children. That's heartbreaking. And it's just as heartbreaking to see the rampant, the laxness, the just uncaring about doing your job to all of these different court systems, to all of our court systems, to all of our registrars of voters, to our Secretary of State, that all of these roles have not been cleaned up. The information's out there. It's not hard. What do they say? It's not rocket science. But it is stealing our voice. Another great voice for the community is Jim Groth. Thank you so much for joining me, Jim. What's happening Saturday in Carson City?
Thank you, Monica, for having me on. We're going to have another, what we're kind of identifying as a true vote rally at noon at the Capitol Complex on 14 November there at the in Carson City. We had a good turnout last week, probably 1,500, 2,000 folks. And I think we'll be much, much bigger this week. So we're just trying to convey and get out the message. Talked about what had happened and the illegitimacy of the court's processes that are occurring around the country in our bluest of blue cities and the illegitimacy of what's going on. I offered and proffered up that we could have a national re-election and re-vote called True Vote from January 5th to January 9th, 2021, where all citizens of the United States could make their mark in person in a voting process, that the control and ballot counting would be done real time from, say, January 6th to January 10th as citizens come out of the polling booth and make their mark.
And the most important thing is not to use these software programs that are obviously corrupted and the machines that are corrupted. The machines, most of them are owned by an associate of George Soros, you know, and I think people, you know, they feel that every time you throw the name George Soros out, it's like, oh, it's a conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. And Jim, it just is, it's like beating your head against a wall to get people to understand that these atrocities are going on with our voting system. And it's so sad.
Yeah, I think we want to have faith in the system. We want to have faith in technologies, hey, it's the modern age and we're able to convey digitally our vote and our desires for the leadership of our country. But as coming from such a strong veteran family and those who have done so much to provide the freedoms that we now enjoy, I believe that voting and voting in person and making your mark is the one last bastion of equality or potential in our country that gives us a true vote. And that you know, there will be the naysayers that will say, no, we can do that with technology. Well, we're seeing what technology gets us in doing that. And as I said, I believe that once my wife and I had received mail-in ballots, knowing that they were unsolicited ballots and that there were hundreds of thousands of these around the state, I said, it's not just Nevada. It will be places like Michigan, I said, and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and all the battleground states. And that I firmly believe that if we continue the mail-in ballot system, simply because of the blue city's population numbers, the right or the conservative side will never win a presidential election again until vast changes happens and occurs in our country.
Exactly. And it's up to us, because going forward, I'm on the side of I don't believe that we'll ever get it back. It will
That's
have
right.
gone so far communist, and, you know, our voices will not be heard, that we would have to fight our way out. And I want to make sure that doesn't happen. So, Jim, what time do you want people meeting? What time do you where do you want them to congregate? What time does all this get going?
We're on the Capitol and Legislative Complex area, about 3rd and Carson Streets there. At you know, people get together. A lot of people came about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock last week. But the talks and PA system will announce and get going at noon. But it's a good time, you know, for individual conversations, person-to-person conversations to network and to happen, you know, when you come early. And so people showing up at 11:30 and stay until about 1 o'clock is we'll get the message out and talk. I'm going to speak a lot of what I think the current status, what we should do, and what our future looks like.
Great. I'm excited, because I wasn't able to attend last Saturday, but I am this Saturday, so I can't wait to come and hear what people have to say. If you'll have me, am I welcome?
Would love to have you, Monica.
Great. Then I will definitely be there. Yep. All right.
I texted Jerry Evans, and I haven't heard back, but if there's any chance that between Tuesday and Friday that I have the ability to get on more. We were covered, you know, one anecdotal thing I'll tell you that's really sweet. We were covered by several Asian and foreign news agencies, Taiwan and South Korea, and it was just amazing to hear some of the stories of why they came to America and what they're seeing and how they were Democrats and they've changed to Republican after they saw Donald Trump and the phenomenon that it was. And it's been really sweet to watch that. So, yeah,
and it,
love to have
it's,
you.
It says what it's all about right there when you see America protecting, you know, Taiwan right now and these other Asian countries that are not China, who are trying to still and have been trying to take over everything and be the world superpower that they should not be. So, Jim, thank you.
By the way, Jim, I did not get your text.
Jeez, you scared the hell out of me.
I heard somebody dropped my name, so I ran in here as fast as I could.
Well, I may drop. Have. I sent it to you, Jerry, but I'm you know, you've got my number, I know, and so send it on over to me, and I'll reply back to you.
Well, what am I supposed to send you?
No, I just say if you want to make contact with me, I'll send back what I sent to you.
Okay. All right. word understood. Okay. Hey, by the way, Jim, stay there for a moment, and Monica, you guys probably heard already. So, within the Department of Justice, and you know how big a fan I am of Bill Barr, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he finally says, "Yeah, if there's some irregularities, go ahead and investigate if you choose," to his department, and apparently there's somebody with some sort of position that is in charge of election within the Department of Justice, or overseeing it, or
Mr.
investigating
Culver.
It. And did you? I didn't hear you mention it. So he resigned because of being asked to do that. So what does that tell you right there?
Yeah. Well,
talked about it. Lee's telling me you talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it, and you know, some people got up in arms, but it's. It's also, though, he's still in the Department of Justice. He just resigned that position. He's moved to another position for the public. So, you know, there's still more weeding out of the bad seeds to go.
Well, and I think, like I said, I was happy to see that Trump fired
Esper.
Esper yesterday. He should have fired Christopher Wray a long, long time ago, and he should have got rid of Bill Barr a long, long time ago as well. I still think they're all deep state and corrupt.
I know,
it's evidenced by the fact that nothing's been done.
But people have to
and
see
today,
it.
Today, Ted Cruz and Hawley and many, many other great senators just did a great job with Andy McCabe in the hearings today and you know, kind of let the truth be heard. So it was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's not forget, again, a federal judge recommended charges be brought against Andrew McCabe, and Bill Barr declined. What does that tell you?
That tells me that's one thing that needed to be seen. So just trust in President Trump and what's going on.
All right, and Jim, you're welcome to, if you want to jump on and continue to promote this event that you're doing and what you're doing.
In other words, Jerry's leaving.
Yeah. Evans, work, Jerry. Out.
Yes, Jim, you're welcome to call, and we will make sure that people know about the event on Saturday and to get out there and you know, whatever you want to call it, stop the steal, and just promote our freedoms, a fair and legal vote.
Yeah, we'll call it True Vote for now, but it's akin to the Stop the Steal movement and a lot of the premise that they're based on, and so it's I'll prepare some good bullet points for you, Monica, and maybe share with you over the next couple of days to help the listeners to understand how important it would be to get together and really really hear this.
Yeah. And we'll get it out on social media for as good as that'll do.
Sure.
Jim, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you putting this all together, because that is no easy task. You know, you don't just say you're going to have a rally. You've got to get speakers. You've got to get literally speakers and microphones and, you know, so people can hear it. So it does take a lot of work, and it takes effort, and it takes determination. And the people who have been putting together these rallies every single weekend for every single reason, to recall Sisolak, to get rid of AB4, to, you know, stop the steal, to legalize our votes. Every vote should be counted. Every legal vote should be counted. And there's a difference in the two. Conservatives, true conservatives, want every legal vote counted. Democrats and the left want every vote counted. There's a big difference. We'll be back to wrap up the program right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Hi. How you doing? I know your stress level's up there, but bring it down. Take a deep breath. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to get through, I'm going to try and get through as many texts and email here as I can. This one from Jason. I get approximately 15 emails per day for helping to defend and support President Trump. What is the best way to support this cause? Donate on one of these platforms? With so much fraud with money donations, I want to make sure that my hard-earned funds go to the right place. Jason, absolutely do not donate on any of these emails that you're being sent, okay? Go directly to DonaldJTrump.com, his official website. There is a donate button there for the legal services, because this fight is expensive. There are lawyers in every single state that is being contested, more than one, and let me tell you, they are working their butts off to get this corrected. And just so you know, Joe Biden is no longer president-elect. It came out about an hour ago. Pennsylvania has been uncalled. So there you go. Now he sits at 259. And let me tell you, that number is going to keep going down. That's when you're going to see the left start to rise again up against every American. AOC, CNN, they're all calling for lists of Trump supporters. What does that tell you? Hi, my two besties and I started a food pantry at our church in 2018. Our clientele is a lot like Jim from Fish said, a big influx when COVID first started, died down with the stimulus. Now we are getting slammed again. Fish is awesome. We refer a lot of our clients to them. Thanks for promoting them. If your church has a food bank in whatever city, in whatever county, please donate to them and make sure that it's fully stocked because it is going to be needed. Criminals must be prosecuted and removed from government jobs. Citizens' arrests are still legal, still rocking in the free world. Just so you have a little bit of good news to end the show with, Texas is charging a social worker with 134 counts of felony involving election fraud. Get it prosecuted. Get these people prosecuted. Love you. Have a great day. Bye.